Please be seated. Today is our annual meeting where we reflect upon 2023 and look forward to what's to come in 2024. And so I historically give the rector's report, which is required by canon. I do that during the sermon time so that our actual time of the meeting won't be a two-hour meeting. So I am in my fifth year as your rector at Church of the Nativity, having completed about 4.5 years, and I am extraordinarily grateful to continue to serve you as your pastor and friend in Christ since August 2019. When I began, we had about 6 months together before COVID, and Nativity was growing then. For example, we had 11 people in the choir when I began, and right before COVID, we had 21 people who were offering their skills and talents, singing and praises to the Lord. As you may know, COVID impacted so many churches, not only in the Diocese of Arizona here, but around the United States. Churches lost between 20 to 40% of their membership. Many churches began to recover in 2021 and 2022. Many churches rebounded from COVID like we did. Some churches never reopened and were closed or merged with other smaller churches. During COVID, Nativity was blessed with the payment protection program that we took advantage of through a government loan that was later forgiven. COVID propelled us to go online, as we do with our cameras here and our online audience. Before COVID, we were discussing something about online church and what that would look like. But that was a distant goal, 5 years down the road. Well, we got it together quickly and learned how to do online church. We recorded from our homes, we recorded from here, and then we did outside and then live stream. Today, we have a loyal online audience who watch every Sunday, or when times allow at their convenience, on our YouTube channel, Nativity Scottsdale. I keep telling my mom that you don't have to watch it at 10 a.m. You know, you can watch it throughout the week because it's uploaded right after. Every month, I give a report to the vestry at our vestry meetings. We meet on the third Thursdays of the month in a hybrid fashion down in the Holy Family Room. I give my report, which is about the attendance of the church services as well as our online attendance and things like that. And so we have seen recently anywhere between 25 to 45 or 50 views of each Sunday's 10 a.m. service. And that's not to mention, of course, Father Wayne's Power Bible Study weekly, which is viewed about 30 to 50 times weekly, including I went back, Father Wayne, and looked at a July 2nd Power Bible Study, and you had 96 views. So Dr. Wayne is getting famous. COVID taught us that with our online service and Bible offerings that we'll never not have an online presence. And the same, interestingly enough, goes for funerals. We now offer live streaming and recording of funerals to each family who has a funeral here so they can have a permanent record in this memory of the celebration of life of their loved one, because many people can't cross country, especially if they're elderly, they can't get up and about. We also will offer live streaming to couples so they have a permanent marriage record if they get married here. We're working on marketing our beautiful sanctuary and our parish hall for couples who'd like to be married of any age during 2024. Speaking of marketing, we have a new communications and marketing committee. We've met a few times in late 2023 and early this year. And we invited the communications director of the Diocese of Arizona to join us, and she came a few months ago, and she audited our website, and she had many suggestions of what we can do to kind of get our online presence a little more fresh and updated. We're working on that during the first and second quarter of 2024. Not only that, but with our Facebook presence, we have increased the people who have liked our Facebook 25%. So if you are a Facebook person and have not gone to our Facebook page, and hit like, we would invite you to do that. And we're going to get some younger people who know a little bit about Instagram. I have one, but I don't know how to use it. So that tells you my age, but we're going to get some young people to help with that. Our church has grown in attendance as well, not only at the 8 o'clock, but also at the 10 o'clock. The way we calculate something called ASA, Average Sunday Attendance, is we take the number of Sundays in the year and each service for the 8 o'clock and for the 10 o'clock, and we take the total attendance divided by those number of Sundays. And then we report that on our parochial report that every parish or mission has to provide by March 1st to the diocese through an online thing, and our number is 122. And then that number then, all the dioceses send out to the National Church, the Episcopal Church, by June 1st so they can calculate those trends. When I was discerning a call to Nativity in spring of 2019, when I saw the position of rector advertised when I was at my Texas church, it was important to the church leadership of Nativity that what comes from the pulpit is never political. And Father Wayne and I continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in a parish that is about 50% red and 50% blue. We eschew politics from the pulpit. In Christ, there is no division. We are all one. And I think we do that well at Nativity. I'm also extremely grateful to my colleagues, Associate Rector, the Reverend Wayne Whitney, PhD, Tamara Duncan, our music director, and Paulina Baymanov, our organist and accompanist. And last but not least, Mina Rafferty, our parish administrator. I could not do my job as rector without all of my colleagues, and I'm extremely grateful to them for all that they provide to the church. In terms of music, Aldous Huxley once wrote, "After silence, that which comes nearest to expressing the inexpressible is music." Music is one of the pillars of Nativity and is deeply embedded in the DNA of our parish. Also, the great 5th century famous theologian and bishop, St. Augustine of Hippo in North Africa, once wrote, "He who sings prays twice." We are blessed with our choir and our music leadership as we make a joyful noise to the Lord each and every Sunday. In terms of our finances, I'd like to thank our treasurer, Art Graff. Art came out of retirement several times to take hold of our finances. Art is amazingly adept at all things financial. And this year, Kathy Crawford, who attends the 8 o'clock, deserves great thanks for coming in the office every Tuesday morning to reconcile the Sunday financial offering to our online system called OnRealm, so that Mrs. Smith's check of $50 gets credited to her account with check number 1234. So all the records are clean. I also want to thank Doug Reed, the chair of the Finance Committee, newly formed, and Bing Bailey, a member of that, for keeping on top of our financial investments. We have laddered some CDs so that we can make cash from them as opposed to keeping them in a savings account earning 1%. Art Graff will retire again, hopefully this time for good, as Mike Drexler will take over. Mike is a retired CPA with over 38 years of experience in finance and has been a treasurer for many years at All Saints Episcopal Church on Central Avenue. Our lay parish leadership is led by Senior Warden Kathy Graff and Junior Warden Ron Kapinski, who have continued to work diligently for the church, giving countless hours to Nativity as the two senior officers of the parish. With regard to the church governance, the senior warden and rector are co-equals in the structure of the parish. In a nutshell, I handle the sacred things and Kathy handles the secular things as well as Ron. And that's with the advice and the consent of the vestry, which is essentially the board of directors of the parish. The rector also serves as the president of the parish and the vestry. Does anyone know the origin of the word vestry? Raise your hand if you know the origin of the word vestry. So in the early days of the church, there was the church with the pews, you know, and maybe they had a little organ or piano, and there was an ancillary room like this room back here, which is called the vesting room, which is also where we keep all of the chalices and the vestments. So in those days, they didn't have a lot of square footage, but they always had a little vestry room to store this chalices, etc., and the vestments. So the vestry, the governing council would meet in that room, and thus that's where the name came from vestments, vestry, the vestry. And I could not have served as your rector without the excellence of Kathy Graff and Ron Kopinski, again, who've worked many hours. Ron's been up on the roof innumerable times and waxed this floor and waxed out there, and Christopher Hall. The person who will be taking the minutes today at the annual meeting is our own vestry clerk and secretary, wave your hand, Cheryl Dunkerberg. Cheryl's been a vestry clerk for many years and enjoys taking minutes. We're blessed with finding a person who is absolutely passionate about taking minutes. And in my 20 years of being ordained, I've never known someone with such passion who really loves to take meeting minutes. And so we're excited about that. Another pillar of the Episcopal Church of the Nativity is outreach. We have two international ministries we support, the Diocese of Jerusalem and El Hogar School for young people in Honduras that provides a school and a home for them, about 100 kids. And we have six local ministries that we do here in the Valley, and we're exploring the possibility of adding two additional local ministries, one of which might be, if the committee discerns, is helping foster kids. And we'll hear more about that from Heidi Williams, who will present the report today at 11:30. In the meantime, I would like to thank fellow vestry member at Outreach Chair Kathy Hackworthy, who could not be here today, for her adroit leadership, as well as the contributions of each Outreach Committee member. Another pillar of Nativity is our friendly and warm hospitality to each and every person who sets foot on our campus. And I'd like to thank Norma Hyatt, the chair of our greeters. Wave your hand, Norma, who's the head of the greeting ministry, who are on the front lines of the parish. And I enjoy standing every Sunday at the front door after the 8 and 10 a.m. to greet, to welcome, to hug, to chat, sometimes to BS, with all y'all as you head out into the world, having just had your spiritual cup filled. It's an honor to meet you, to hug you, to check in with you, to hear about any upcoming surgery, what's going on in your life, and offering to come pray with you if you're having surgery, which is what we do. So please let me know if you're having surgery or if you are going through any kind of particular issue. My view as a clergy person, that pastoral care is essential and one of the most important things as a priest. I want to thank Heidi Williams, who is teaching children's chapel now, who jumped in along with Daryl, with Wesley Spencer. Where's Wesley? Who jumped in to restructure and reformat our children and youth program. If you have a call to help with kids or with teens, we mostly have the little ones right now. Please let Daryl, Wesley know, or Heidi. I go in there about every 6 weeks, and it's a lot of fun. We have a few more Christian education offerings for adults. We will do our 6 p.m. Lenten Eucharist over here, like we did during Advent, and then 6:30 to 7:45, I'll be teaching during Lent an Episcopal 101 class. So those of you who might like a refresher or like to know a little bit more about the theology, the sacraments, the history, all of that, the Episcopal Church's place here in the United States and around the world, the Anglican Communion. That'll be during Lent. We have a new steering committee for a third service that Jeff Jameson, Jeff, raise your hand, is heading up. And we have worked on a survey with the committee for a possible third service. So that will be going out this week if you receive the emails, if you would like to respond to that. So we have the right one, traditional 8 a.m. service here every Sunday with no music. We have our principal service at 10 a.m. here with full choir. And then we're looking at maybe a right three or right four possible service that may be on a Saturday afternoon or evening or Sunday afternoon or evening, just kind of discerning where the Spirit is leading us and what that might look like, whether it's a formal service or more likely an informal service, and however that might manifest itself. And I would like to ask, the next screen is about our mutual ministry review. We had a mutual ministry review with the Reverend Canon Anita Braden, who is the canon to the ordinary. The ordinary is what the bishops, that's an old name. And what she did is she came and facilitated with the vestry last September on these seven areas of ministry that you see there before you. Worship, faith formation of adults and children, new member incorporation, leadership and governance, financial stability, communications, and community engagement. Speaking of community engagement, and thanks to Colleen Wichlow, who researched this, we are now an official polling place here at the church, and we will be a polling place. They needed one up in this area, and so for three elections, one in March, one in July, and one in November. And we did that at my former church in Texas, which is a way to, I think, be open to the community, allow people to come in, see who you are. And once we had the two women who came by and looked through all the different rooms and so forth a few months ago, they approved us. And right as they were getting ready to leave, they said, okay, well, now tell us again, where do we send the check? And I was like, what? Where do we send you a check? I'm like, what do you mean a check? Oh, you get $2,000 for every election. We'll send you a check from the county. So that's a good income, right? $6,000 for three elections, bringing people into church using our beautiful facility, coming to vote, be engaged in the world. They needed a place up here, and we're super excited. I know Mike and Art were very excited about that. Me too. So the new vestry, which will be elected today, our first meeting will be right after, because we will then elect the treasurer and the clerk. So after the vestry meeting, the new vestry will come up here. We'll do a quick meeting, literally less than 5 minutes, and get that officially done. And then we will begin meeting in February, and we'll have a vestry retreat sometime in the next couple of months to go over a few things, as well as this MMR. Finally, I'd like to thank you for your presence, for your prayers, for your time, for your talent, for your treasure at Nativity. We have innumerable ministries that you can be involved with. Just let Father Wayne or me know where you think God may be calling you to enrich your spiritual life and all of what we do here at Nativity. There are no waiting lists for anything. You can jump right in the deep end. We have a great worship experience every Sunday, and I hope you feel the same. Christian education programs, as well as the E-word evangelism that we do every Sunday. Our stewardship and outreach to the community and beyond. And I'm humbled and honored and happy each day to wake up knowing that I serve each of you as your priest, as your pastor, as your friend, as your spiritual guide along the path of life, and a fellow follower of Jesus. Thank you for allowing me to have one of the most joyful experiences of my career as a priest here at Nativity.